I'd like to encourage you to open up your Bibles to the epistle reading for this morning from the book of Romans, chapter 12, beginning with verse 9, as we take a closer look at where the blessing for the year 2022 will come from. We have a new theme this year. It's called Devoted to Serve. If you look on the front of your bulletin, you'll see the little symbol, the little picture, Devoted to Serve. And I want you to think about something while I'm sharing my message with you this morning. What are you devoted to? What is top on your list when you think of devotion? Would you bow your heads with me for a word of prayer? Father in heaven, we thank you for all of last year and all the blessings. As we move into 2022, as a church, as a gathering of believers, throughout the year, give us direction and guidance when it comes to devotion and what we should be devoted to. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen. In the Old Testament reading, God tried to make it perfectly clear to the children of Israel, don't forget, I'm the one who has done it all. If I give you all these blessings, I can take them away. If I prosper you, I can destroy you. It is in the gospel reading that Jesus lays himself bare to the people and says, I have come not to be served, but to serve God Almighty. Tells each and every one of us, I'm here to serve you. It is Paul in the epistle reading in the book of Romans who speaks to the church, not to the world. He's speaking to the Christians. And he says, I've got a few things to say to you. In just four verses, he says 13 things that we as Christians should be devoted to or be thinking about. And what better way than to look at 2022 and say, devoted to serve. Let's take a closer look at what Paul says to Christians. Romans 12, verse 9. Let your love be genuine. That's pretty basic. Notice how he starts out marks of a true Christian. First of 13 is let your love be genuine. You know, if I asked you, what do you love? I know I'd get a whole host of things. Somebody might say, well, I love pizza. I love beer. I love my dog. Well, I love my house. I love my job. I love my children. I love my spouse. I love my church. And, oh yeah, I love God. You see, in English, we have that single word, you might say, that covers a multitude of things. But in Greek, there are four words for love. There's eros, which is erotic love. It's not found in the New Testament. There's phileo, brotherly love. It's like a football team. They have love for one another because everybody's equal on the same plane. Brotherly love, Philadelphia. There is storge, which is family love. And in family love, there's levels, you might say, of authority in people like father, mother, children, grandchildren, grandparents. But there's a love. That love, we probably say, blood is thicker than water. And then there is a word in Greek. It's almost as if God says a divine word. It's called agape. You've heard of it before. It's God's love for us. It's a love of devotion. It's a love of service. It's unconditional. It's something that develops over time and becomes very important. Did you hear about the two guys? One had a girlfriend and the other didn't, so his buddy was going to set him up on a blind date. And he says, I don't want to go on a blind date. No, my girlfriend has a sister. I think you're perfect for her. No, I'm not going on a blind date. It never works. He says, what, I have an out for you. He says, yeah, really? Yeah. When you knock on the door on the blind date and you're ready to go out, if you don't like her, if you know it's not going to work out, here. And he hands him an inhaler. He says, fake an asthma attack. And you can just say, I'm not feeling good. And you can, oh yeah, I don't have to waste the money or the time. It won't be uncomfortable. Oh, great. Okay, I'll go on the blind date. So he knocks on the door, opens up the door, and here's this beautiful woman. Oh, gorgeous. It was love. At first sight. Ever heard of that? And he says to the woman, you ready to go? And she goes, yeah, but let me first get my coat. She goes, she gets her coat on, all of a sudden she starts coughing. And she reaches in her pocket and gets an inhaler. The date never happened. You see, when Paul speaks to the church, it's not love at first sight that he's talking about. He's talking about a devoted love. A love that goes deeper than what you see or what you hear. It has to be three-dimensional. It has to move you to do something. And that type of love is associated with devotion. What moves you? What causes you to do something? This is what Paul is talking about when he's referring to Christians. Your love has to be genuine. The opposite of this is Judas. Remember Judas? Garden of Gethsemane, walks up to Jesus and kisses him. Jesus looks at Judas and says, you betray the Son of Man with a kiss? That was hypocritical. It wasn't genuine. There was no devotion behind it. It wasn't three-dimensional. Love, let your love be genuine. The second thing he says, abhor what is evil. Hate what is evil. Don't stand up for what is evil. No different than the church in Book of Revelation. You tolerate Jezebel. He says, I'm going to spit you out. There's evil that can happen in a church among Christians, and we can't stand for it. Hold fast to what is good. When's the last time you looked at your life, looked at the church, and said, what is good? What God has done, what God is doing, day in and day out, week after week, we need to hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly love. Now he has to bring out phileo. We need to understand we're all equal in God's eyes, and we should all love one another with the same love for anybody else. Outdo one another in honor. Can you imagine a church, a group of people who outdo one another in honor? Wow. Do not be slothful. That's, you heard it. This is God speaking to us this morning. Do not be slothful in zeal. Can you imagine a New Year's resolution? I will not be lazy this year. I will not be slothful. No elbows, please, okay? Now, of course, we could say, well, I know all those projects at home. All those things I was going to do in the garage, the backyard. Sorry, he's talking to the church. He's talking about the things within the church. Things that need to be taken care of, things that need to be done, things where we come together and get something accomplished. Do not be slothful in zeal, but in fervent in spirit. What's fervent in spirit? That means you get excited. You're saying, all right, count me in. I'm going to be fervent in my spirit to serve the Lord, to serve one another. I'm going to outdo you in honor. I'm going to outdo you in work. I'm going to outdo you in love. That's the spirit. Serve the Lord. Our theme for the new year is devoted to serve. Who do we serve? We serve the Lord. If I asked you, what are you devoted to? Hopefully as a Christian, you would say, I'm devoted to Him. I'm devoted to my God. I'm devoted to the one who gives me everything. Yes, it's okay to be devoted to your spouse, your children, your job. But the first commandment stands. Devotion to Him is so important. Rejoice in hope. Christians today are very special in this way. We have hope. We can laugh at life, even with COVID. Why? Because the Lord's still in charge. We can laugh at death, because there is a resurrection. We can laugh at sin. I did it again. Because we know there's forgiveness. We have hope. Be patient in tribulation. Boy, we've had tribulation. Do you realize the temperature this morning? Yeah, do you believe it rained on the unbelievers and the believers yesterday? It's cold today. The same with believers and unbelievers. Wow. COVID has hit believers and unbelievers the same. Do you realize that? God never said, okay, Christians, you will have a rose garden in this life. No, you will face tribulation. John the Baptist lost his head. John, the gospel of the gospel, was put on an island for the rest of his life. Many of the apostles lost their lives, and Christians have been persecuted. Yes, even today that happens. But basically all we face is difficult times like everybody else. But it is in this tribulation time, the church, we will face tribulation this year. How do we handle that? Paul says, be constant in prayer. This year I'm going to encourage you, as your pastor, to pray more. Oh, Pastor Dreyer, I pray all the time. I'm not talking about meals. I'm not talking about before you go to bed. I'm talking about 24/7. Be constant in prayer. Talk to your God, our God. Tell Jesus how much you love Him. Tell Jesus how much He has done for you. Ask Jesus to give you a zeal to serve, a zeal to honor, a zeal to love. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Let me say it again. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Who are the saints? Our family. The Christian church abroad. I'm going to bring up how that happens. Last year, a family with young children needed a car. Four independent individuals stepped up and made sure that family got a car. Boy, it needed work. Tires, brakes, windshield. But four different people from different families stepped up and made sure it was done. Another family, another individual from our congregation needed a TV. Somebody stepped up. And just yesterday, somebody needed a recliner. A single, very sick individual needed a recliner, and somebody from this congregation stepped up and said, I'll move the recliner for this individual who found it on her own but couldn't move it. Those are the things that have to happen within a church. And we don't often enough celebrate it and talk about it and say, wow, how God provides. You can be that individual. You can too can contribute to the needs of others. And it's nothing but a blessing. I'd love for every one of you to talk to these individuals and they could tell you about what a joy it was. See, I have that advantage. I get to help orchestrate it. And see the people say, you know, what a blessing. Contributing is part of how God sees the church, taking care of the church. Contribute to the needs of the saints. And here's the big one. Seek to show hospitality. Do you know what hospitality means? You're all very good at it. You welcome one another. Somebody new comes to church, you welcome them. But hospitality within the church is one thing. But hospitality for the church is to bring in others. So others can celebrate what we have and so often take for granted, you might say. Let me kind of wrap it up for you. When you think of love, service, honor, devotion, contributing, hospitality, it's not two people gazing at one another. Love is not two people gazing at one another. Honor is not two people just gazing at one another. No, it's two people looking outward together in the same direction. That's a church. Now, the only example we have is from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You can't beat it. What did Jesus say when two of his disciples were looking at each other? They came to Jesus. Hey, Jesus, can we be first and second in the kingdom? Maybe you remember the story. It's the first part of the gospel reading. And Jesus, you can just see him go, really, guys? Really? Do you think you can drink the cup that I'm going to drink? Oh, yeah. We sure can. Two of us. Look at us, Jesus. We're the best looking of the 12. Jesus, really? Well, let me tell you, if any one of you wants to be great in my kingdom, you got to be last. What? Yep, that's the way it goes. See, in the world, it's pyramid. The people serve the managers serve the CEO. I'm God. I'm going to serve everybody else. Same goes for you. Because the Son of Man did not come to be served. I came to serve. Jesus was a foot washer. Jesus healed people, welcomed people. He ate with prostitutes, tax collectors. He would show hospitality and love them, no different than the 12 disciples. Jesus always looked outward. Got his disciples to do the same. He said, now let us go and make disciples of all nations. He was devoted to us and devoted to the world. My prayer for this year is that we too will be devoted to serve like our Lord and Savior. Amen. Would you bow your heads with me for a word of prayer? Father in heaven, we thank you for an opportunity to be here on this chilly, cold Sunday morning, and to celebrate the new year, and to get excited about the new year, and to have a zeal for the new year. May your Spirit move us to come together and look outward, together in the same direction. And that direction, I pray, will lead us to serve you, to serve others. With genuine love. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, who was devoted to each and every one of us when he died. Amen.